But because of his injury, he barely played at all. In fact, he only took 0.033%, that's less than 1%, of the Jets' snaps in 2023. Therefore, his performance-based pay for the season was $81.14, lowest in the NFL. No surprise, Brock Purdy, who got the 49ers to the Super Bowl, the league's lowest-paid starting quarterback with a base salary of $870,000. His performance-based pay was $739,765, which almost doubled his salary, although it's still grossly underpaid for a Super Bowl starting quarterback. And then in the odds and ends department, Rebel Wilson has named the actor who took her virginity when she was 35. But you have to look it up. You have to go online to find the story to see who that was. Chance the Rapper and his wife getting a divorce. Let's see. The older Moana is out the trailer for it, so you can see an older Moana in Moana 2.
Another really?
Scene, yes.
I did not know that.
Jennifer Garner will star in the Netflix holiday comedy, Mrs. Claus. Some people criticized JoJo Siwa for showing up at the iHeart Music Awards in a Kiss-themed outfit, but Gene Simmons was a fan. Spotify is raising prices again. Would you watch a biopic about yacht rock superstars Air Supply? Let's take a look around the room. Would you?
No.
You? Absolutely.
Jay Wood, how about you?
No.
You?
No.
You?
Yes.
All right, so you watch it with her.
I mean, unless it turns into some sort of amazing viral smash of some amazing thing that happened in their career or whatever, then...
Hey, we have Tool news.
Not touching it.
Tool's next album won't take as long to come out as the last one did. That's the story.
Well, good on them.
And that is your Cheap and Trashy for today. As you get ready for the 7 o'clock hour, I already have a couple of mediocre, convoluted intros to random facts. Although last night at Baumhauer's, I was at a table schmoozing and visiting with people who came out to see us. And I won't say her name, but this really went on and on and on about the convoluted intros. And then asked me to, one yesterday, she didn't catch it. It was the one about the wedding cake.
I don't.
It was the dad joke. I've discovered a food that will get people to stop eating. Wedding cake was the punchline. Huh. So I did a reception and engagement with Random Facts.
Right.
So I had to explain it to her. If you would like an explanation of any of my convoluted intros, feel free to shoot me an email or message me through Facebook, and I'll be happy to do that. We give away a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate at the conclusion of Random Facts.
Yes, we do.
So it's worth paying attention, because a $20 head start at Food Outlet can get you, for example, 4 pounds of sirloin tip roast. Very tender cut of meat. Shake a little cricket dust on it, pop it in the oven about 275, maybe even lower if you really don't mind waiting a little bit longer, and slow cook it, and it is so good. Other specials in the meat department include chicken thighs at $1.18 a pound and quarter-loin pork chops at $1.67 a pound. Your favorite Coke products is the best soda deal in town. $3.33 for a six-pack of half-liter bottles. Those are big bottles, not the giant two-liter ones, but they come in six-packs, and I'm telling you, that's the best deal. And just below that, there's nothing like an ice-cold Diet Coke washing down some Kaneka smoked sausage, only $4.94 for the one-pound package. For breakfast, Pop-Tarts are $3.93 for the large box, and Eggo waffles or pancakes are just $2.99. Fresh, large, vine-ripe tomatoes, 99 cents a pound. And if you drink a lot of coffee, stock up at Food Outlet. Folgers Coffee, all blends, $8.62. And there's a few more. They're posted at the front door. Hot Pockets. How you doing with those?
I dropped my Hot Pocket.
Well, get fresh ones at Food Outlet for $1.96. Highway 14 in Millbrook, Main Street West of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard, next to Eastbrook Flea Market in Antigua. It is 7:05.
Well, we have had a couple of minor accidents this morning, but all of them are off the roadway. No major problems anywhere. Traffic's building, getting more busy by the minute on I-65 southbound into Montgomery, I-85 southbound into Montgomery past Chantilly and Taylor. And we got a good bit of traffic stirring now, Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, but no major problems anywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. McKenna Toyota's got financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
7:06, fresh edition of SRN News, 2 minutes away.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
This eclipse is a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event, so that's why we're having a sale, sale, sale! Why stop at Eclipse Glasses? We've got Eclipse Hats, Eclipse Toothbrushes, Eclipse Adult Diapers, and even Eclipse Soups.
Do you have, ladles?
Oh yeah, we've got the biggest selection of Eclipse ladles on the market. Everything Eclipse at Eclipse Everything.
Do you have very lean salami?
We have 42 kinds of lean Eclipse salami. And if you put it on top of some Eclipse bologna, you've got a lunch meat Eclipse.
I can't get enough of this Eclipse.
So come to Eclipse Everything today. You'll be blinded by the savings.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 7.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Oh, my God.
President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu are about to have their first talk since the Israeli airstrike and killed 7 aid workers in Gaza. Muslim Americans remain angry with President Biden over his response to the Israel-Hamas war. New Wall Street Journal poll shows former President Trump leading President Biden from 2 to 8 percentage points among voters in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Arizona, Georgia, Nevada, and North Carolina. The only maritime shipping terminal currently operating in the Port of Baltimore is preparing to process an influx of ships as crews continue clearing the mangled wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. President Biden is canceling replenishment of the nation's emergency oil supply following withdrawals that saw the reserve sink to a 40-year low. Dow futures up 106 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 84. More details, srnnews.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Off you go into your workplace, Sean. Traffic on heavily traveled back to roads. Every
that could be your time at 7-Eleven. 10 things women, well, it's 10 things about women that men don't know until they move in with one. That's something we may have coming up a little bit later. This is the tease.
Okay.
What do you think about this? This is another trend being info. By the way, my new Boom magazine column is out. It's called Influenza, the New Pandemic. And this is something that is born out of the influencers who become viral with a stupid idea on TikTok. Speech fasting. This is where people try to avoid talking until noon.
Yeah.
How would that work for us?
I mean, I understand, like, holding... You know when you... I don't know if you remember this or not, but and you do. You remember this. When you would go out of town...
Yes.
And you would have to record ever how many shows ahead of time.
Sometimes, yeah.
And you would go... You would do some marathon of that.
Mm-hmm.
It sucked to talk after you. By the time you were done, talking was annoying.
Yeah, it was.
Just using your voice at all was annoying. So, I mean, I kind of get that. Now, I understand waking up before, you know, waking up and saying, well, I'm not talking before noon is kind of strange. But I get the fact of I need to rest my voice. I've used it too much.
This actually, that kind of has a connection to the concept.
Does it?
It was launched by a European singer. But you can understand why a singer would want to rest their voice until noon the next day to preserve it. But they did a study on this and found out that the stress hormone cortisol is reduced when you keep your mouth shut.
That's because you'll say stupid things to enrage people.
Yeah. Well, don't look at me and say that.
Oh, I didn't. I actually was not.
That's my afternoon show, pal.
I was not looking at you.
And I plan to keep it for at least a little while longer.
Well, I'm not saying you say stupid things. I'm saying there are people who say dumb things that make other people angry.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, we get a daily dose of it.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
What time is it now?
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A little brisk out there today. Temperatures running about 10 to 12 degrees below normal for this late in the season, with a high temperature today up to about 67. But it's those gusty westerly winds at 20 miles per hour which will make it seem, you know, a little cooler, with mostly sunny skies today. Clear skies, quite cold for this late in the season tonight, low 38. Tomorrow and Saturday, plenty of sunshine. I've got us teasing 70 degrees on Friday and probably 71 Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday with more sun. So a good weekend forecast. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Who's ready for a show up?
Wait, what day is today?
Today is Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah, Thursday's bad for me.
Thursday's perfect.
I don't know if you've worked with one of these. We call it a microphone.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
I don't know who you are.
Well, I'm something of a famous radio personality.
That sounds like a very familiar voice.
Are we ready?
It's time for a great day.
Showtime.
Every time you hear the voice of Phil Hartman, you can only help but wonder what might have been.
I know.
And from all accounts, a great guy, really talented, and so versatile. So many. I mean, one
and
of
those
the all-time
clips
greats.
Came from what news radio when they had to replace him mid-season after he died. I say mid-season, whenever it was, and Lovitz replaced him.
Right.
Which, you know, I know Lovitz had a thing, him and Andy Dick had a Lovitz still blames, and a lot of people still blame Andy Dick for the death of Phil Hartman.
Because he supplied the wife with the coke.
He was given the wife, yes. The wife was on her sobriety, or was trying to be sober from that, but Andy got her back into that that lifestyle, and everybody holds him accountable for that thing.
What I don't understand is, What has Andy Dick ever done that we're even mentioning his name?
I know. Other than just horrible things.
Yeah. The NCAA Final Four starts tomorrow. Today is Thursday, right?
Yeah. Today is Thursday.
So the Duncans will be joining us tomorrow morning.
What's tomorrow?
The Duncan and Sun Predict-a-thon.
Oh, well,
it's the 5th. Tomorrow's the 5th.
Yes, but you said the Final Four starts tomorrow, and I was just like, what game's tomorrow?
They're both tomorrow. Both Alabama plays.
No, that's Saturday.
It is? Oh, it's Saturday, Monday. Well, they're coming in tomorrow.
Saturday, Monday, what?
They're playing a game this weekend. Can I? Do we have a button that will let me dump the last 60 seconds?
I didn't understand. Well, because there's also the women's Final Four.
I thought that was over. I thought, what's her name? Caitlin Clark from Iowa won that.
No, no, no. Iowa and LSU was a rematch of the championship game from last year.
Oh.
But that was in their Final Four, or their whatever it was, not their championship game.
Let me ask an expert.
Yeah. No, Siri?
Siri, when did the Chicks play the NCAA Final basketball thing?
I found this on the web.
That's just the schedule. I wanted an answer.
I got you something. Hang on.
We have a phone call.
Yeah.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, yeah, hi.
Hi, Greg, Papa John.
Hey, Papa John.
Just a heads up, Alabama fan, if you have not been watching the games up to this point, don't start now. You're not going to contribute anything by doing it.
What? Why?
I'm just one of those. Don't change the pattern. If you want to win and you have not been observing up to this point.
I got you. Just out of
me. Leave it alone.
It's one of those superstition things. Yeah, I got you.
That's it.
I got
you. Just leave it off. Guys, y'all have a good one.
I thought he was calling us bandwagon jumpers. That's not
no,
it.
No.
I want them to win. I'm not going to watch the game because I can't take the squeaking shoes.
I understand what he's saying. So the women's Final Four is tomorrow. And it's UConn and Iowa. So Iowa beat LSU to advance to the Final Four.
Gotcha.
And that was the Iowa-LSU game was a rematch of last year's championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And so the women play tomorrow at 6 p.m. and 8:30 p.m.
As you pointed out yesterday, the Caitlin Clark phenomenon. And again, I'm not a basketball fan, but I appreciate what that woman has done to boost the visibility up to levels where it beat the World Series baseball. You got a problem.
It beat a lot. It beat out a lot of things. Apparently, it was a fantastic game. I don't know that you're going to get a good game like that. Out of these next ones, but you've got a number one team versus number three in both NC State, South Carolina, UConn, and Iowa. And if you go over to the men's, it's looking the exact same way. Nearly. Let me look here.
As much as I know, you'll have a chance to win $300 Duncan dollars when we have the Predict-a-thon Friday going into the game on Saturday.
Saturday, it's Alabama number 4 versus UConn number 1. That's at 7:50 on Saturday. And then at 5 o'clock, a few hours before that, is the other game, Purdue number 1 versus NC State number 11.
Yeah, they're the Cinderella team. Well, so is Alabama. Nobody expected Alabama to go this far. They expected Auburn to be here, but not Alabama.
Well, nobody expected Alabama to win against
North Carolina.
I thought that would be it. Grand Canyon, sure. Charleston, no problem. Clemson, I thought, for a time there, I was like, oh.
Especially at the beginning of the game, yeah. Did not start well for the Tide.
I was like, come on, you beat North Carolina.
Speaking of the Tide, my friend Thana the Greek God sends sad news. Mike Cullen, K-O-L-E-N, key member of the Miami Dolphins championship teams in the early 70s, passed away at the age of 76. He was nicknamed Captain Crunch for his fierce tackling.
That's right, I read about that, Captain Crunch.
And no doubt a friend of Bob's. So, a loss in the local football community.
Yeah.
20 minutes after 7 o'clock. By the way, those $300 Dunkin' dollars, you can use those on any of the services they offer at Don Dunkin'. They'll set an account up for you at one of the three locations. Could be Mount Duncan in Millbrook, could be downtown at 408 Madison, or Southeast Montgomery on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And you can get it all done there. Repairs, basic services. You can use it all at once, or you can use it towards tires, or just for regular maintenance. it's nice to walk into a place. Put that on my account, please. And that's what you get to do. In the meantime, we hope you partner up with Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire, for all your car's basic service needs or repairs or diagnostics. Car's making a funny noise. Your engine is not running smoothly. Bring it to them and let them take care of it for you. They charge a fair price and can fix virtually any problem that comes up with your car at those same three locations previously mentioned. And if you want more information, look up Don Duncan, All American Auto and Tire on Facebook. We have your local news next in part one of Random Facts, as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. The first MH-139 Gray Wolf helicopter arrived at Maxwell Air Force Base Wednesday. This is the first of many Gray Wolves that will be assigned to the 908th Airlift Wing, whose new mission is to be the flight training unit for the MH-139. The Alabama House held a public hearing Wednesday on legislation that would help protect the state from illegal immigrant crime. House Bill 376, also called the Laken Riley Act, would bolster the ability of Alabama law enforcement agencies to further enforce immigration law. Pike Road High School teacher Catherine Kinney got the opportunity of a lifetime Wednesday with the U.S. Navy's Blue Angels. She was chosen to fly with the Blue Angels at Maxwell Air Force Base ahead of this weekend's air show. Catherine rode across the skies for several stunts and maneuvers and at one point experienced 7.8 Gs. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
In the market for a used car? Visit jackingram.com to view our selection of luxury, domestic, and imported vehicles. With 8 locations and online at jackingram.com, Jack Ingram Motors is sure to have the perfect car for you.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This thing is nuts, man.
It's unbelievable.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Look at them prices. Man, they really screwed us. I can't afford to pay for groceries. High inflation, gouging the consumers. Money's worth nothing and they're fleecing me. My 401k's going down the sewer. Just lost another $1,000. Maybe I have to cut back on that morning coffee. Maybe I can't fill up my truck. Go to the store, can't afford nothing. Using credit for gasoline. All of my money is phony paper in this terrible economy. Listen here, they're hiking prices. Man, they really screwed us. Blame the greedy, selfish companies. Our government is totally useless. Money's worth nothing. Corporate greed. Money's worth nothing. Corporate greed. Money's worth nothing.
We'd be in dire straits if we didn't have the fun of
random facts.
Like I said, not the greatest, but it worked.
Someone will ask you about that at a Baumhauer's meeting at some point. You'll have to remember it and do it.
Like last night, yeah.
Did you know?
It's the first time I was ever asked to reenact a convoluted intro in public. But it worked.
Your claim to fame. Oh, it's that Greg Beadle guy. Hey, can you do one of them convoluteds? Did you know? There are two St. Valentines. Again, giving you an idea of when these were done. There are two St. Valentines, and both are celebrated for Valentine's Day. So I don't know the differences between the two or why there's two, but there are two, and they're both celebrated for the same reason. Did you know, in Italy, the killing of feral cats has been illegal since 1991 there. Feral cats in Italy have the right to live free. They are protected, and they cannot be removed from their colony. The colonies are cared for by associations of cat caretakers officially recognized by authorities there. So they have cat caretakers.
You know, if they just launched the same thing, I bet Rosie would sign right up for something
Like
that.
Cat caretaker? I bet she would. Did you know?
Speaking of old cats, I'm communicating with Susan. She may be joining us one day soon.
Oh, wonderful. That would be great. That would be wonderful. Are you familiar with the...
We call it the 3 Hours of Revenge show.
Michigan J. Frog. Are you familiar with him?
Michigan J. Frog?
Yeah.
I am not.
The J stands for Jackson for some reason, but Michigan Jackson Frog. It was a Looney Tunes character.
Oh.
The little frog that would pop out of the box and sing.
Oh, is that what popped out of the box?
Don't you remember do you remember that at all? You don't remember that cartoon at all.
And it's not because my childhood was so long ago. I just
the hello
that.
My baby, hello my honey.
Oh,
hello,
okay,
my,
all right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, that character was partially inspired by somewhat of an actual event. There was a horned toad named Ole Rip that allegedly survived for 31 years inside of a Texas courthouse time capsule and was actually sent to meet President Coolidge.
Wait a minute. You're telling me they unearthed a time capsule?
Where a frog was inside.
Was he there the whole 31 years?
Well, they don't think they put a frog into the time capsule saying, boy, wait till they open this up. It'll be a dead frog. I don't think that happened, but somehow a frog got in there.
I mean, on one hand, that's amazing. On the other hand, how would you like to be a frog stuck in a box for 31 years? It was probably crazy.
Frogs have amazing survivability in certain situations. But yeah, and apparently that was the case. Ole Rip was his name.
Ole Rip.
Did you know the movie Escape from New York in 1981? I think it's a John Carpenter film.
That's true. It's Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, yeah. The character of Snake Plissken wears an eye patch that was suggested by Kurt Russell. He's like, hey, you should wear an eye patch. He pitched himself for the role of Snake Plissken, as he was very keen at that time to get rid of his Disney image.
That would do it.
I mean, he was a Disney...
Oh, yeah.
Basically invention.
He was.
And he rode that gravy train for the longest time until it was like, hey, you know what? I actually want to do something different, and I'm pretty surprised that it carried through. Most of the time, that doesn't work. Did you know Nero, you know, the
guy that fiddled while room burned.
Yeah, Nero. His teenage brother died at a dinner party with his entire family present. Some of the guests were shocked. However, Nero just kind of shrugged it off, saying it was normal, as he was having epileptic seizures since birth. So they just carried on with their party while he died.
How about that? That's what you call a narrow escape. Duh. More of this to come. So find another station.
Did you know Alexander Graham Bell, the inventor of the first practical telephone, was partly driven to experiment with hearing devices because both his mother and his wife were deaf.
Hmm.
I had no idea that both his mom and his wife were deaf, and then he invented a telephone which really required you to be able to hear.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you a random fact about brown bears. We're going to tell you something about the United States Postal Service. For a very short time in 1930, you could do this with the U.S. Postal Service.
1930, so we know it's not mail kids.
It's not mailing kids, no, no. We will tell you about the best-selling pen of all time.
The best-selling pen.
The best-selling pen of all time. Writing instrument pen, yes. We will also tell you about, something that has been going on Mars since 2021 here. And it's actually kind of cool. And you may know about this. Frostproof Florida?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Yeah. Going to give you a random fact about frostproof Florida.
I wonder if it's not really frostproof.
We'll tell you about it coming up on Random Facts. That's called a tease.
All right. And in that neck of the woods, they do have trees, orange trees. In fact, quick stick story. We had played Daytona Beach, Orlando, and then we're driving from there to Miami. And at that time, there was no interstate. There was no turnpike. It was just a two-lane road in each direction, US 27. And huge stretches of that road had orange trees right up to the side. So, bam, we stopped, and we just helped ourselves to oranges, some of which had fallen, but some of which came right off the tree.
Were you okay to do that?
We didn't get caught.
Okay.
We're starving bands.
So then you were. You were okay to do that since you didn't get caught. Nobody caught us until
I still
couldn't.
Feel guilty about it all these years later, but at last I've confessed that I...
You shouldn't.
But speaking of trees, Tree Masters, that's the company that came to my place, gave me an estimate. We had a lot of work that needed to be done. We had three trees that need to be extracted. I guess they call those tree root canals. We had... the property had some stumps left over from the previous owner. Those had to come out. Bushes that were all surrounding the backyard, those had to come out. Those were cut down, and then the stumps had to be removed. And, man, that was a nasty piece of equipment Tree Masters has, but it got the job done and didn't damage any. I mean, this is... They're the definition of teamwork, this group, because everybody has a specific task. So when they come to take out a big project, everybody knows what they're doing, and they're coordinated in a way that's kind of hard to describe, but the choreography of their effort was really impressive. We also had a tree cut back that would rub against the shingles on the house during a windy day, and it actually worn them down. I don't need to replace the roof right now, so they pared that one back, saved the tree, and hauled out a couple of big bushes as well. They're really good at what they do. In fact, while they were working at my place, four neighbors came by and had them do work for them on the same day. They're so efficient, they got all this incredible amount of work, including the removal of the trees, in half a day. Very, very impressive. This is something you want done by people who know what they're doing, whether it's tree removal, shrub removal, whatever you might need. Todd Clark and the team at Tree Masters are without question the finest. You'll see their signs. Arrowhead's a very green area, and I see their sign all over the place. Have it done by people that know what they're doing. For an estimate, call Todd at 676-3638. That's 676-3638. Or see all of their services offered online at treemastersal.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Morning shower thoughts coming up right now at 7:35.
Well, we continue to look really good all over the area this morning. We're just getting a lot more busy as the morning goes on. I-65 and 85 are loaded up now through downtown Montgomery. Seeing a lot of cars inbound from Prattville and Millbrook as you do this time of day. Wetumpka 231 into Montgomery the same way, as well as Troy Highway, but no major problems anywhere. We have had a few minor accidents. Those are off the roadway, not going to cause you any problems. Buckle up and be safe. We're going to keep you updated throughout the morning. Trenum State offers a wide range of scholarships to fund your education for students just like you. Unlock your potential at Trenum State. Apply at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Our hearts, they're in everything we do. We follow our hearts. We cross our hearts. We have heart-to-hearts. And that's why it's time. Time to raise the bar for comprehensive heart care in Central Alabama by combining the advanced technology of Baptist Health with the expert cardiologist of Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates. We are leading the way in the treatment and prevention of heart disease with a skilled cardiovascular team and innovative procedures to treat complex cases and deliver a continuum of care that's not offered anywhere else in the region. Keeping your heart healthy and helping you recover sooner. It's a partnership that will give cardiac patients more quality time. Time to be together with loved ones for the times that matter most. Baptist Health and Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates, a partnership that's taking heart care to the next level.
See how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RQ177074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number PD02014, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Giving you something to think about, this is Morning Shower Thoughts.
What did people call electric eels before we discovered electricity?
Morning Shower Thoughts.
And now, who cares? Eels well that ends well with
random facts.
Eels well that ends well. You warned us we'd get more of that.
That's right. I certainly did. Did I stretch for that one? Yes, I did. But I'm so much more flexible now. Thanks to my daily workouts. Back to you.
Yeah, not having to do with anything on random facts, I was just going to mention there's a Twitter account. I'll never call it an X account. That just seems weird. But a Twitter account called We Rate Dogs. And they have a YouTube video where they rate the dogs every week. Anyway, the highlight dog of their Twitter page that has been there forever, I even sent Janelle a message, looks a lot like Bella.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
That could be a Louisiana Wolfhound.
I know. And
What did they mention the breed there?
They don't on this one. No, they don't. But I did send that to Janelle a long time ago. She's like, it does look like Bella. It was not. But I, you know, for whatever reason, I just thought because she takes pictures, great pictures of animals,
yes.
And I thought maybe it got submitted or used. The reason I was looking them up is because they have a partnership with a nonprofit organization that helps cover medical bills of animals that likely would not be able to get those medical bills covered at all, especially for strays that are picked up and have medical conditions that need to get them back going and stuff. And the reason that happened was because I keep seeing this thing crawl across my Facebook page about a dog at the Prattville Humane Society named Ed. I don't know if you've seen Ed.
No.
Ed is covered in chemical burns. They used
somebody did. Hang on a second. I got that in Facebook Messenger.
But they were trying to treat something else on the dog, I believe, and suffered chemical burns.
Here it is.
Yeah.
This is very tough to look at.
It is very horrible to look at, but it is getting a ton of support, and I'm hoping that everything is going to be... And I was just going to try and direct them to hit to Ed's attention there to see if they could help out,
too. This looks like something that was done deliberately, and they can't string up the person that did it fast enough, as far as I'm concerned. Wow.
So I hope Ed gets all the recovery and all the medical stuff taken care of and gets and finds that forever home and is taken care of.
It's such a heartbreaking photo. I don't even know if I could post that.
It's very I keep seeing it come across. It's very tough to see, but at the same time, you need to know it's out there.
Well, you remember Louis Vuitton, right?
Yes.
And that little piece of crap that set him on fire.
Right.
And the way the community rallied around that dog. And I know the couple that adopted him, and they gave him a great life. Until they had to have him put down. But he lived about 9 more years.
Yeah. No, but yeah, he had a wonderful life. And so, you know, hoping the same thing for Ed here.
Yeah.
Did you know, in the winter, brown bears produce less amounts of a protein? That protein, for whatever reason, it's called HSP47. The protein prevents them from developing blood clots during hibernation.
Oh.
So
amazing how nature programs these protections into.
It's so amazing that nature comes up with these things and figures these things out and says, well, this is how it's going to work for you. And when it doesn't, we have this built in place so that this is how it's going to work after. And I just, yeah.
So they've designed the gear. How do we keep it going for 6 months without blood clots? And then this protein comes along.
That's right.
Problem solved. Amazing.
Did you know? For a brief, short period in 1930, in the United States, you could purchase special postage stamps to have your letters delivered via Zeppelin.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I just hope folks didn't have any mail on the infamous flight with... What?
All the folks between us, this is terrible. This is the one...
The old Hindenburg. Did you know this is the best-selling pen of all time? I wonder if we have one around here. I don't see one. It's the best-selling pen of all time. It has sold over 100 billion, with a B, units.
It's got to be Bic, right?
It is a Bic, but which Bic is it?
Well, all Bics look the same to me.
They really do. It's basically, I mean, because this is the most... The biggest selling pen of all time, it's the Bic Crystal. You know, the one that's basically you can see the ink through it, that sort of thing. It's just the clear one. That's it. The Bic Crystal is the best selling pen of all time. It had an infamously terrible spinoff, which I don't remember, but it was called the Bic Crystal for Her.
Look what I got you for Valentine's Day. It's a Bic Crystal, baby, for you.
Guess what the difference was?
I have no idea.
It was pink.
Pink for girls.
Yeah. It was a pink version targeted at women that sold poorly, was publicly mocked. It was the new Coke or Crystal Pepsi. And it was inducted into the Museum of Failure.
Where is the Museum of Failure?
That's a good question. Museum. I've done a random fact on that.
That would
Museum
be funny.
Of...
I think it'd be fun to tour the Museum of Failure.
The Museum of Failure. Where are you? I found their website. Visit. Okay. Let me visit. No, I don't want virtual exhibits.
some of the other stuff in there. I'd be really curious.
The museum opened first in Sweden and has traveled the world as a touring exhibition. The museum will soon get a permanent home in the perfect location near Malaga, Spain. I don't know why that's the perfect location. But yeah, they have toured around. Have they ever come? Nah, nothing close to us.
Never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music.
It's a song, isn't it? Never been to Spain? Wow. So they have virtual exhibits that include medical mishaps, failure in motion, and the car representing that is a DeLorean. Bad taste, fat-free Pringles.
They should stick a Pinto in there for good measure.
The Museum of Failure. Did you know, since April of 2021, Moxie, M-O-X-I-E, has been successfully making oxygen from Mars's atmosphere.
Moxie.
Yeah, that's the name of the device. It's called Moxie, but, you know, it's making oxygen from Mars's atmosphere. We have a machine on Mars making oxygen.
What is the normal atmosphere of Mars contain?
I don't know. It was also able to produce oxygen on 7 experimental runs in a variety of atmospheric conditions, including during day and night and through different Martian seasons. This is a good sign for, I don't want to call it the colonization of Mars, but right, definitely for putting people on a completely different planet. That is such a huge idea.
Carrying their oxygen supply.
Yeah, I love the thought of that. We put people on the moon. The moon isn't necessarily, I mean, it's a celestial body, but it's not necessarily a planet.
You know, given your fascination, it's a shame that you weren't around during that time to be part of that.
Oh, I've got plenty to look at, but I'm okay with that because, you know, I was born a little bit later, so I can see it advance a little bit further.
You know, the boy makes a good point there, folks.
That's my problem, though. My problem is that I feel bad for the fact that I may not be around to see even further exploration of space, even further advancement of that technology. Because I would love to bear witness to that or even experience it. I would really love that.
You know, people that were born at the beginning of the last century, they got to see the advent of flight.
That's amazing what they got to see, yeah.
Go from little biplanes buzzing above the ground to the space shuttle.
They probably went from horse-drawn carriages to see the automobile come in to see.
Yeah, because those all really flights came into their own around that time.
Yeah, you had a lifespan at that point that would have witnessed major
convulsive
technological advances. Yeah. Did you know? And finally, here's your last one. In 1893, the new town of Frostproof, Florida, was named as a marketing ploy. They were trying to convince potential landowners that the town had never had and never would have a frost that could destroy the large citrus-driven economy there. However, just a couple of years later, this is 1893 when it was born.
Yeah.
Just a couple of years later, a frost killed almost all of the citrus in Frostproof, Florida.
And people lost their butts on those frozen orange juice futures that year.
Those are all of your random facts.
All right, coming up, we will have a $20 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Before we get to that, let me take a moment to talk about Jack Ingram. Select used cars. The Ingram family, and it is one of the last true family automobile dealerships in the United States, and they plan on staying that way, in a family way, if you will. They're on the boulevard, and what John Ingram, the general manager there, has done is come up with Jack Ingram Select Used Cars with big selection and factory protection. More cars under $20,000 than anybody else. They have vehicle choices often below 10 and as high as you want to go. But they all have one thing in common, no matter their age or manufacturer, and that is a vetting process that includes an 84-point engine checkup where it must meet original factory standards. If it doesn't, it ends there, and the car goes off to auction. Each car has a factory-certified warranty backed by Nissan's Certified Select program, so Fords and Chevys, Jeeps, domestics and imports, all with a factory warranty. They take the guesswork out of buying a used car. Your certified pre-owned vehicle is inspected, reconditioned in the body shop, comes with roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, a limited warranty so you can drive with confidence. And by the way, how about rental car reimbursement? Should you need that for the duration of your warranty period? So all you need to do, knowing they got 25 lending partners and they will get you done on a loan, is find the car that you'll love to drive. And it starts at jackingramselect.com. Don't forget, brand new Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audi on the boulevard at jackingram.com for the entire month. It's 7:51, time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, during the first segment there, we already got a call. We talked about...
met J-Tom last night. He was a bomb hunter.
Yeah, that's probably him right there. We talked about a Looney Tunes character that was inspired by an actual animal. And I can't really tell you the animal's name because that's part of the character's name. But he was found in a Texas courthouse time capsule, seemingly surviving there for 31 years. What's the name of the character? And a bonus point... if you can tell me the name of the actual animal.
All right, 272-9228. The challenge has been put forth. If you don't win the $20 Food Outlet gift certificate, you'll have a chance to get bonus entries in the grand prize drawing with some follow-up questions. That's 272-9228. We're waiting for you.
Slow down in traffic this morning on I-85 southbound right around Mount Meigs. We've got an accident there that's causing a little bit of slow travel. Other than that, busy everywhere else. I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Prattville, Billbrook, Wetumpka are busy, but we got a lot of cars coming into Montgomery right now. Buckle up, drive carefully, no other problems anywhere. Your ticket to success is at Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll now at trenumstate.edu. Wendell Jay, Skywatch Traffic.
Hang on a second. We have somebody that wants to know the story on Ed the dog in Prattville with the chemical burns. And I am going to send that to you without hesitation. Andy Jojo, there you go.
So sometimes you'll hear me just mention things on Random Facts that have nothing to do with Random Facts, just like we were talking about Ed there. It's mainly because I know a lot of people tune in for this segment specifically.
Right.
And if I can shed some light that may help an animal, help somebody, something like that.
I'll I'm very glad you did that. And I'm probably going to post it. It looks like Joy is our first call. And Joy, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give us the answer we need?
Yes, it was a frog. Yeah. His name's Little Ripper.
Well, that was the bonus. What was the name of the character on Looney Tunes?
Joy.
Looney Tunes. I forgot that one.
Well, I'm going to throw you in an extra one because you did get the name of the actual frog, but I'll throw you an extra thing in there. But okay. Yeah, we need the name of the Looney Tunes character.
All right, but Joy, try again tomorrow, okay? It's good to hear from you.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we go to Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, good morning. I do not know that answer. I knew his name, Rip, but I don't know the other answer.
Oh, it is so close. It's... Yeah, I kind of want to give a hint, but I'll have to wait until... Yeah, the phone's messing up there.
Yeah.
I'll have to wait until... Okay, so now that he's off, so here's your hint. Yes, it is a frog, and his name happens to be also a state.
One, and there's only 57 possibilities
one
there.
Of the, is it a state? Yeah, it's a state. I was like, is it a city or a state?
Now, are either of these two eligible?
Neither are eligible.
All right, so we need an eligible winner.
Yes.
But while we're waiting for an eligible winner at 272-9228, I would like to get a review from Backup Steve.
Well, good morning. The convoluted intros, you never leave us in dire straits ever. The convoluted intros are always topical, on time, always somehow fit in whatever you got the intro before there. So just fantastic. I look forward to those every morning.
Appreciate that, Steve. Thank you. We are going to give you the bonus entry because we're running way behind on time. So... And J-Tom, we're not going to have time for backup, so we're going to give you the bonus entry anyway. We got to make up.
Okay,
it was great to meet you last night at the bomb
house. Night.
You and your beautiful bride.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming out.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Let's go to Tom. Can you answer this one for us, Tom?
Is it Michigan J. Frog?
Michigan J. Frog is the correct answer. Yes, and you have won a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. Now, Bubba wants a follow-up.
Okay.
And your question is, around 1930, you could buy a postage stamp that would send your mail by what transit?
Train.
Oh, I'm sorry. We'll give that question the next one. You're still in the grand prize drawing. Gary, can you tell us the name of the kind of transportation a stamp in 1930 would allow your mail to travel by?
Was it Zeppelin?
That was it.
All right.
Good work, sir. All right, so we've got everybody covered. We gave away the $20 gift certificate, and I can't believe how late we are.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. A little brisk out there today. Temperatures running about 10 to 12 degrees below normal for this late in the season, with a high temperature today up to about 67. But it's those gusty westerly winds at 20 miles per hour which will make it seem, you know, a little cooler, with mostly sunny skies today. Clear skies, quite cold for this late in the season tonight, low 38. Tomorrow and Saturday, plenty of sunshine. I've got us teasing 70 degrees on Friday and probably 71 Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday with more sun. So a good weekend forecast. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota, and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, if you would like information on Ed, the dog that suffered from chemical burns, huge effort being launched to try and take care and pay the medical bills. And the latest is that, he's in very miserable condition. Survival is critical here. Over the next 24 to 48 hours, he is sitting up and eating, which is a very good sign. When dogs stop eating, you know that the future is not very optimistic. So we'll get as much information as we can so you can help if you would like to do that. It is 7:59, and you guys in the back, have you had your coffee yet?
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
They have.
Yeah, I've got some more calls about the Ed thing. They're going to get us some more information.
Good.
Yeah, I'm here to tell you about Heirloom Jewelers here in Montgomery, and has been in Montgomery since 1977. They're located on Vaughn Road, been there since 1994 over there on Vaughn Road. And in fact, at that same location, 6948 Vaughn Road, it's over by Watchman Drive. True Booth is waiting to hear from you, whether it be a phone call, a text message, an email, any sort of way you want to get in touch with him. He's going to get back in touch with you quite quickly and with an answer, because he doesn't have to check in on anybody else. He makes the decisions, and you're always going to be talking with the decision.